Summer solstice, the longest day of the year. In this room, you'll easily discover the similarities and differences between two birds that can be found in Cabañeros Park, the common and abundant white stork and the most elusive and scarce black stork. Look closely at the two scenes that are shown. Although at first glance, both storks seem to have much in common, let me explain some of their differences. If you ever look up into the sky and are lucky enough to see any of them, then you will be able to tell them apart perfectly. Look at the right scene. Dawn is breaking in Cabañeros Park, and the sun rises in the distance between the mountains. A pair of white storks is next to a huge and heavy nest which they have built on the dry gall oak tree's bare branches. They are both taking care of their two chicks, born several weeks ago. For the young female, this is her first egg laying. She paired off for the first time last winter with this slightly bigger male who lost his previous partner a year ago. Both will spend the rest of their life together. That's why the still inexperienced female is restless and doesn't stop making that peculiar noise, which happens when she quickly hits her jaws while her head bends back, almost touching her back. This rhythmical tapping can be amplified sometimes thanks to her inflated throat, which acts like a real soundboard, projecting the sound far away. The female gets nervous by the impatience of her two offspring. They have just woken up, loudly demanding their breakfast. The parents' work to feed them is tireless. Every 2 hours, they need to bring food to the nest, which they regurgitate so that their offspring can eat. This work will reward them in a month when the chicks are ready to take their first flight. Look now at the left scene. The long and hot day is coming to the end. The night is about to come, and it's already getting dark. A female black stork is perched near the next vigilant while taking care of her small and hungry chick. The chick hatched a few weeks ago, and unlike its parents, it's still covered with a white plumage. There's still a month until the unmistakable feathers which characterize this species come out. One of the adults has just arrived, bringing the chick's last food for today. He has caught a tasty toad, which he will regurgitate in a moment at the bottom of the nest, so that the chick can eat. Look carefully where the nest is set up. Do you know what kind of tree this is? It's one of the most common trees in the park. The nest is built atop a tall and leafy gall oak tree, away from potential predators such as foxes or genets. It has taken them a couple of weeks to build it. Over the base made up of sticks, a flat structure was set up with soil and grass, upholstered inside with plenty of moss. The black stork is a solitary bird during the breeding season. The nearest nest can be found many miles away. So let this couple chat before they go to sleep. They are having a lively and noisy conversation, exchanging whistles with husky songs. It looks like today they have many things to tell each other. Don't miss the audiovisual you can find in this room if you want to learn to draw well the stork's shape in detail. And then don't forget to see the interactive displays where you will learn to do it in a fun way. I'll be waiting in the next room to discover Las Rañas of Cabañeros in summer.